Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazines, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Live Your Dream, where we are live in Little Rock. And I'm super excited about the show. I'm super excited about all that is going on with Infinity Powerhouse, where we have many divisions, and Live Your Dream is one of them. On today, we are in the location, and I'm definitely excited about what's going to happen later on today, where the models will definitely get on the runway. And our company, which, of course, is our magazines, will be one of the ones that selecting models to be in our up-and-coming magazines. So we are just blessed. We are here to definitely connect and meet great people and build a great relationship. It's just so easy for ones to definitely say what they're going to do. But the hard part of I see it all is making sure that it's happening, even though when it's not flowing the way how you want it to in all aspects. So that's what I'm led to say this morning in those regards. I'm just always want to give a little tidbit here there to share with all. We're going to have coming up on the show where I'm going to play some music from this young lady. She's 13 years old. She's out of L.A. Her name is Melon Fox. She has actually been on our talk show. I'm sorry, no, she hasn't been on our talk show yet. She actually will grace our cover of our magazine, and she will definitely be on our talk show soon as well. We are a company who believes in all dreams of others as well as ours. I put out a segment yesterday where I was speaking about heaven, model heaven, where she is doing, you know, awesome things. But not only her, other models and talent are doing it as well. But the history go back a little bit further with heaven, Tanika Porter, and myself, because it goes way back, because I just remember the day that they came aboard with our company. They were already in the midst doing a lot of the social media campaigns that they're doing and now. And with our ounce of just the help in every way, it just gives them hope and support that, you know, all things are possible. I do know that you can plan things and you could, you know, want it to go accordingly, but sometimes it does not, and it doesn't happen fast enough, but you have to stay true to, you know, on the course to, you know, see it finish out. Sometimes God might move you out of a lineup to put you someplace else to be able to do things that you, you know, you weren't planning, but this is the time that he would have you to do it. Then he will pull you back over to what you feel like it could be your lineup. And that's my story. That's my history. I've worked in the corporate world for over 20-something years. I knew I wanted to do this to a certain degree, but I told and shared with everyone yesterday that I was one of the ones that wanted to get out, and not only get out, but I wanted to also do things accordingly, you know, in reference to share with my talent, like dancing. I used to be a choreographer for my elementary school. We would get on the stage, we would dance. I actually always wanted to sing but didn't have the greatest tone to sing in. And I said tone, but tune. I'm sorry, tune. And I remember asking my sisters at one point, could you get voice lessons? And they were like, well, yeah. But I went to Germany, and I was in a church there. And God knew my heart. And at the time, I was asked to do a solo. And when I did the solo, it was phenomenal. I mean, in reference to how God used me in that moment, or, you know, in an element where a videotape was actually sent back to the United States. And my family said, I didn't know you can sing. Wow. Well, they said they don't feel the same way right now, but I've been in all the elements, dancing, singing, did an acting. I got picked up for a play at school where they just, you know, told us to get up and ad-lib. And I did, and I was selected. So those were my moments that God wanted me to shine in those moments. But here I am today because of others who I felt what they're feeling right now. I know where they at a lot of times. I know how they feel inside. They want to be heard. They want to be seen. And they just don't have the platform. And I didn't have the platform. But I never look at it like, oh, poor me back then. But I do know this is a yearning that I have, and it's a passion and a drive that I have. And until God tell me different, this is where and what I'm going to do. I'm just excited. I just thank God for all. And while we continue to get everything lined up, we had a little bit of some information came where we're not going to be able to speak with the models and designers of the area, and they may call in. We're just waiting for words. Someone got sick, and so it kind of turned things in a different direction. But as you do know, as I say, you know, you must move on. You must do what you have to do. So definitely I pray that the person, you know, she's better. She gets better by the time of the show. And then what we're going to do is definitely if anyone have any questions or concerns, inquiries, please feel free to tune in. So while we get things lined up here, because remember, we are on an hour behind, which I'm right now currently an hour behind Eastern Standard Time. So this show was still aired in Eastern Standard Time. So I'm a little twisted and turned around a little bit as well. So give us a moment. So what you're going to be hearing now is actually Malin Fox. She is a singer who we met through our, well, as we were featured in a magazine in Fab UK, and just super excited. So check her out. Malin Fox, everyone, 13 years old.
Oh,
Awesome, awesome. And I definitely want to say she will grace our cover for June magazine. We're super excited about that. And next you're going to hear from her, Never Enough, another video she has out there. So y'all check her out, Melon Fox. She's on YouTube. She's a 13-year-old doing big, big, big things.
America's best-selling brand of trucks, new to Prop. It's Ford F-Series again. Same truck that are...
Strong, strong voice. 13 years old, everyone.
Breathing the air, exhaling it out. Only day I knew. Trying to run, always getting high. Maybe I should just forget it. I'm hating my life, but I don't wanna cry. Why is my life so hard? It's never enough love, never enough love. What will I ever do? I'm having a dream. May I not wake up? Don't wanna be a sad soul. Living the life.
John Malin Fox, 13-year-old out of L.A., doing big, big, big things. And so we're going to have next up, we're going to play something that is from another group that are in our network, and their 2-6 facility. We'll give them some shout-out today for doing big things as well on the web. They got a video out. It was actually by Kevin McCray, who worked with them on this. So check it out. 2-6 facility. This is Miss Chizzy and Killer Cause. Check them out on YouTube, 2-6 facility. They're also on Facebook, Killer Cause and Miss Chizzy. They're brothers and they're brother and sister, and they're doing big, big, big things. Thank you.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPA, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including the Gucci Style, M and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine. IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info, or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com.
I'm here at the W Hotel.
Yeah.
For the Art Misto, most of the designers are from overseas, so it's pretty amazing. But the show don't start till 7, so, you know, everybody just getting their hair and makeup done, just getting prepared. So it's very exciting, very exciting. How are you doing, Ms. Darlene?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. We had a state of emergency with someone from the show was under the weather, so it kind of derailed a little bit, you know, postponed a little bit of the show. What's happening is that I'm in a different time zone, so I have to remember that too as well.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like thinking the show was starting at my clock watched say 11, I mean 12, but really the show really was starting Eastern time. So I was like, oh my gosh, so we logged in and everything. But thank you for calling in, Tony. This is Tony Tooley, everyone. She's out of Atlanta. And where are you at? You said you're at the W Hotel in Atlanta right now?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here at the W Hotel in Atlanta downtown for the Art and Miso fashion show.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. And like I said before, most of the designers are from overseas. They have special guests. One of the guys, I forgot his name, he's from American Next Top Model. So pretty much it's going to be a great, great networking event. And like I said, an awesome fashion show. I'm going to be one of the promotional models, actually, on the red carpet, you know, talking, just helping everybody have a great time.
Awesome. Awesome. So I can't wait to see those pictures either. So I did see something that you had submitted about a tea party. When is that, or it already happened? Was it Friday gone?
Okay. No, ma'am. That is actually June the 11th. Saturday,
okay.
June the 11th. And, okay, so, yeah, it's a tea party, and it's going to be three speakers. I'm one of them. And I'm going to be talking about fitness and health and life, pretty much motivational speaking and just giving some people, you know, great advice on how to keep up with their health and, you know, including the busy ones especially, because most of the guests are entrepreneurs, busy people in the office or lawyers or teachers or doctors, you know, and stuff like that. So it's pretty amazing. And also Miss Vanessa Van Miller, she's going to be one of the speakers. She's a great designer here, located in Atlanta as well. I forgot the other young lady name, but yes, that's June the 11th. It's for gentlemen and ladies. Ladies and gentlemen. it's a free event with great entertainment and health advice. So I'm very excited about that. Very excited.
Oh, that's awesome. So do you want to share with the viewers and listeners about all that is going on for the event coming up, running for Georgia, or is it too soon to talk about that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I don't mind. It's official now. Okay, so yes, ma'am. I was selected to be a contestant for Miss Georgia USA. The pageant is in November. So my official title name is what I'm going to be represented by is Miss Georgia Peach USA. So I'm very excited about that. Very excited about that.
Awesome.
Do you think you're going to be able to make it to the pageant?
I pray so. So you said that's in October?
It's in November.
November, okay, yeah. So definitely my goal will definitely be there, because I want to support you in all that you're doing and even on all others as well. I know I just got some information from Atlanta where someone invited me, but that time I'll be in New York, but that's in July. And I share with them that even though a lot of times when we can't be there, I can't be there, our magazines still want to cover it. So we still have everyone submit it. So, but we're going to go ahead and put that on the calendar and plan definitely to be there for that event. Yeah.
Right.
So you're doing a whole lot. And I must say, I saw you dancing. Honey, you got it. You got the gift.
Oh, you came to dance?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I loved it. Oh, my God. So I heard the music that was playing. Was that just for that, actually, that line of clothing? She had the song that was playing from Beyonce. I can't remember the name of it. What was the name of it?
Formation.
Formation.
It was a formation fashion show, and so we did a formation dance. Me and the young lady that was dancing, Shay, she go by Runaway Shay, Diva Shay here in Atlanta, and we came up with the dance one night, and you know, we put it together. They wanted us to come up with a dance, and you know, we put it in with the outfits we had on. So it was fun. It was really fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, that's good. But you did a good job. So did you do any of that, like dancing when you were growing up, or this was just something that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. From dancing in the church, from just doing events in the parks and stuff, like, you know, spiritual dancing and everything. I have always danced. Matter of fact, in November, I was in another fashion show, and I was dancing on Beyonce's song as well. Not Formation, but it's another song. And so, you know, I have done plenty of events with dancing in it. It's really fun. It's really fun.
All right. Well, Tony, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I thank you for calling in on today. I always tell everyone that things don't always plan and work out the way you do plan. But you know what? I'm going to say always plan, but always work out the way you plan. But you got to keep moving.
Right.
And I'm grateful that you, you know, are able to be a part of our cast on today. I will be actually Atlanta this coming weekend. On Friday. And so I will be at that event where with Anthony Richardson with Unique Flavors that I want to share with everybody. Go to his website. It's actually, the name of the website is called UniqueFlavorsLLC.com, where he is offering free samples of his tea. And you just pay the shipping and handling, no, for anybody across the whole wide world can order it. So he also has them on different shelves in different places.
Great.
Information about that. And they're honoring him this coming in Atlanta at the Commerce Club. So I'm excited. And there's a black tie there. So everyone listening out there, I see a lot of people who are logging in now. And I know the show is about to close out. But thank you all for actually being a part of it, because I know with the time zone and the time, you know, as far as it sometimes, you know, knocks people off. But I appreciate you all. And, Tony, thank you again. Thank you,
darling. Anytime.
okay, then. Right. But have a great day. God bless. And have fun
ma'am.
Tonight.
You too.
And share many, many pictures. Okay, then.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Alrighty. That's what happens. Da, 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 da. Have to keep moving for it.